How can you learn more about logging from the past? In the book also are a few, lots of pages actually, about other books that you could read, websites, educational resources, other outdoor places to explore and places to visit. This past summer, I went way up to Rice Lake and went to the Luck Library and Museum. Even small historical societies all around the state, every one I've been to has some little exhibit that has to do with logging, because it's an important part of our history and it's something that connects us as people living in Wisconsin. At Luck, they had a really cool board scale and explain, there's that scale that the scale person used to measure the boards on the river and explain that a board foot measured 12 by 12 inches by 1 inch thick. Lots of historical societies have these little models that sort of show how it looked when you were logging, little and beautifully made. Just somebody spent a lot of time making a really nice display. I went to Marinette this past summer. They also have a beautiful logging museum with a whole giant diorama encased in glass where you can get a feel for what it was like in a logging camp in the winter. They have examples of marks and trees and the companies local to that area and what their logging marks were. The Marinette Museum also has a huge room with huge machines that show what might have been in a sawmill. For example, this is the edger table, positioning a board for cutting. I also went to the Peshtigo Museum, which is extremely interesting. If you haven't been there, you should go. It's got so much stuff in it, and we enjoyed it so much. It's right next to the cemetery, and I feel like it really honors the people that died as part of the Peshtigo fire. For some reason, I'm super intrigued by these shoes. I just realized I have lots of pictures of River Drive shoes in my talk. These were handmade boots that somebody made in order to be a River Drive logger. Also, were lots more at the Peshtigo Museum, lots of tools. So you can go ahead and look at those tools that were made at the time of logging. In Wausau, at the Marathon County Historical Society, there's information about industry from Wausau, and there's that on the bottom picture that shows it's a model of a giant raft that floated wood. Again, boots with spikes. And kids today, they might be familiar with soccer cleats or football cleats or something, and you can talk about what the cleats did. It's another way to connect with history. The picture on the left is myself and my brothers staring at a tree. I think we were probably picking out a Christmas tree, but it just shows proof that even in the past, I've spent a lot of time thinking and looking at trees. The picture on the top right is my kids and my brother's kids. We were kind of fooling around in the Rhinelander Logging Museum, where they have a kitchen eating area set up, and we just had a lot of fun at that museum. Thank you for listening to my talk about logging in the past, and I would love for you to continue working with young people to encourage them to care for trees in our forest lands. This particular picture is, I gotta give my brother Steve Apps a plug. He used to be a photographer for the State Journal, and he was also the Packer photographer. He's got a beautiful website with lots and lots of pictures. Here are my books. That's my email that got squished up there, susanappsbodilli@gmail.com, and I am a member of the wisconsinhistory.org Speakers Bureau. And that's how you can get a hold of me if you'd like to do a talk for your group on any of my books. All right, any questions or comments about the history of logging or taking care of trees?